Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages that we prepare and send right here from our home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Called According to His Purpose. The scripture text is a familiar passage for many, Romans chapter 8. Verse 28.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
In our daily encouragement yesterday, we mentioned that the notes and prayers of many daily encouragement readers written to the Amish following the schoolhouse slayings last month had been delivered. I am quite sure these messages will be a blessing.
But we were also personally blessed as we read and compiled the thoughts, prayers, and expressions of condolences from readers all over the world. For several, the slayings brought memories of their own hurts in life, and one that especially touched us was from a friend whom Stephen had worked with several years ago. She shared of a situation in her life that he was not aware of before her writing.
30 years ago, her 2-week-old son died as a result of a heart catheterization that mistakenly punctured his heart, causing him to bleed to death. She wrote about the intense pain and loss she endured and how the tragic experience helped her to relate to others whose children die. But she also testified of her assurance that God was in control even in that tragedy, although she could not see it then, but only believed it to be true, claiming our daily verse. A situation like this always puts us at a crossroads. We can grow bitter, or we can trust the Lord in the midst of the ensuing pain in what are, certainly at times, His incomprehensible ways. What a wonderful testimony she shares.
Shortly after that happened, my husband and I became involved in the Bible study for children and eventually conducted the study in our own home and had nearly 50 different children learning God's Word. We never had done anything like that before. And had we been caring for a new baby plus our 2 other children, we would never have been involved in that ministry. Over a period of about 11 years, we had the opportunity to lead about 25 of those children to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, those children are grown and have children of their own, and some of them teach Sunday school and have led their children to the Lord. They tell me that the teaching in our home and the enjoyment of having their neighborhood friends all gathering together at our house to learn about God's Word was the incentive that led them to their belief and desire to serve today. So, she writes, a loving message to all those Amish families connected to this terrible happening. I pray that you believe, even though you cannot imagine good to come out of this. Romans 8:28. I claim this verse when my son died and continue today. Good does come out of God's plan, especially when you believe it long before you see it. God loves you, dear people, and will help you through this day by day.
Well, she certainly prayed that this message would encourage the special Amish families and ease some of their pain because God's love and comfort is so real. How often believers down through the ages have drawn strength and assurance from the wonderful promise of the daily scripture verse from Romans 8, verse 28. It was one of the very first verses I memorized as a young Christian, and I have often obtained assurance by meditating on it. In the reading, we tend to focus on the first part, and particularly the phrase, works for the good. But today, let us consider the final phrase, which is called according to His purpose. His purpose is always good, whether expressed toward the individual or to the cosmos. In Ephesians 3, verse 11, Paul writes of God's eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Summing up God's purpose in a single thought or phrase is bound to be deficient. The theologian J.I. Packer attempts.
He writes, God's purpose here and hereafter is to keep expressing His love in Christ to us.
Or as Oswald Chambers observes,
I thought God's purpose was to make me full of happiness and joy. It is. But it is happiness and joy from God's standpoint, not from mine.
Amen to that thought. And that's really the rub, isn't it? We must be continually seeking to understand God's viewpoint. Today, God has called us all according to His purpose. His peace prevails when we realize that His almighty purpose cannot be thwarted. In another obscure verse from the prophet Isaiah, we read, For the Lord Almighty has purpose, and who can thwart Him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? The answer to both questions is an absolute, resounding no one.
Let's pray together. Father, what tremendous comfort the Scriptures bring when I consider the uncertainties of life. About the time I get comfortable or think I've figured out what the future holds, I get thrown a ringer. I'm so grateful for passages of reassurance such as Romans 8:28 that reminds me You're working on my behalf, even though evil is prevalent and I'm often affected by its presence. As a blood-bought child of Yours, You have called me to work Your purpose and will for my life. What You have purposed for me cannot be thwarted, though the enemy may stalk me or make me his target. After all, since You are for us, who can be against us? Help me to receive Your deep abiding peace, even in the midst of difficult and perplexing situations, because I know that You use even those circumstances for our long-range good. May our trusting response to these undesirable sufferings prove to believers and unbelievers that we are becoming more and more like Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And we want to encourage each listener once again today that God is working things out for your good. And He is working things out according to His purpose, which is always good. We do have a couple of additional resources on the website today. We have a song, a link to a song, a Baptist church in Durham, North Carolina, singing a song that we've liked for many years that seems to relate to this message called Trust His Heart. It's just going to be a link that you can click on that will play the song as the choir has put it up. I also have a photo that Brooksine took today, this last Sunday on our way home from church. We came across a beautiful arrangement in front of a country farm home, and that is our main photo today, along with a scripture verse that's overlaid. Well, you have a blessed day today. Continue to find peace and the assurance of God's love.